We're going to ask the three most significant people in this discussion to talk for 10 minutes each, to just set out where they're up to. I'm going to introduce them one at a time, and the running order for today, just to mention you that you have timings in your pack. They are nominal. We will finish at 4:30. If we eat into lunch a tiny bit, I'm sure you won't mind. We do need to get everything covered, so bear with us on timing, but we will finish at 4:30. The first speaker is Michael Turwey, Head of Collections and Exhibitions at the National Media Museum. It's a great pleasure to welcome you here, Michael.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul, and thank you for the invitation. It's good to be here, and it's good to be among friends, and I'm looking forward to a kind of some very, hopefully, constructive, interesting, and no doubt rigorous discussion over the course of this morning and this afternoon. So, following on from Colin's kind of really interesting long history of the National Media Museum, I'm really going to start where we are now at this particular moment in time. And set out a little bit of kind of where we see the organisational challenges of the museum at the moment, we see the institutional challenges of the museum at the moment, and some of the thinking that we're doing about how we can move the museum forward for the next 30 or 35 years. I'm going to talk about the National Media Museum. I'm also talking about the Science Museum Group generally as well. And I'm going to talk about things which may sound to people like I'm talking management speak, and I'm talking about kind of things that aren't really pertinent to this conversation, but I ask you to kind of bear with me, because I think from our point of view, all of this context, like the long history of the museum and the things that Colin had been talking about, are really important if we're to understand how we can kind of constructively move forward as a sector. So first of all, I'm going to set out some of that wider context for the museum and for the group. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about our approach to photography at the moment and photographic collections, and then go start to outline some of our thinking about what I'm going to call the distinctive role that we can play and the contribution that we can make as an institution. So we're a museum in transition. Museums are all in transition at various different speeds and at various different stages of points of transition. No museum can stay the same permanently as the world changes around it, and particularly no public museum can remain stable in that way. So before we start, let's talk about some of those changes and how they've affected us, and how to talk about that in the context of this whole debate. So firstly, as we all know, there's been a very significant reduction in grant and aid for national museums from the government over the course of the last parliament, to the tune of 30% over the course of the last parliament, which for us represents the most significant reduction in museum funding since we were established in 1983. The impacts, of course, you know, are not limited to national museums. The impacts in local governments are in some ways more severe, and in some places represent very real, serious threats to the provision of services in particular parts of the country. Secondly, I want us to note the changes in our city of Bradford since 1983, which are very important. Bradford has not become, as the city planners might have wanted and hoped in the early 1980s, a tourist destination. Indeed, the impacts of deindustrialisation, evident before 1983, have been compounded by other events which cumulatively have made the city, however unfair this characterisation is, a byword in media discourse and to some extent in the public imagination for poverty, social and ethnic segregation, and discord. Recent regeneration initiatives are changing this perception, but the city continues to face very real challenges in education and in economic development, and the museum wants to play a role in how we address those things. Thirdly, I'd argue that museums and museum practice have changed profoundly over the last 30 years. Changing disciplinary boundaries, increasing interest in inter- and transdisciplinary working, challenge the conceptualization of subject-based museums like ours. Challenges to and critiques of the 19th century and post-war political and institutional settlements, I told you'd get some kind of management speak in this, and increasingly global flows of people and ideas present challenges to the idea of the national and civic museum. And I'd argue the National Media Museum is both a national and a civic museum in that way of thinking. And notions of and trust in professional expertise exercised on behalf of the public are under pressure across all sorts of different fields, from medicine to science to politics, and yes, to museums as well. So the role of the curator in 2016 is quite different, with a different relationship to the public, than it may have been in the early 1980s. And finally, let's not ignore the impacts of technological change in the last 30 years. We know how this has transformed our fields of photography, film and television, because we experience it on a day-to-day basis. And it's interesting watching the film to see how, you know, the idea of change and the impacts of digital is not any way new, and it's not sort of, it goes back 10, 15 years. For a museum group like the Science Museum Group that seeks to address contemporary concerns, this presents a profound challenge, as well as some interesting opportunities. And I'm sure that's going to be part of the conversation as we move forward throughout the rest of the day. So in all of that context, the most critical issue for us as a museum is to find a model of operation that is sustainable within the national funding environment and the local economic context and climate. And everything that we've done at the National Media Museum since 2013, when the museum was at very real risk of closure, as everybody in this room knows, has been about trying to do just that. So where does this leave the Science Museum Group and the National Media Museum in relation to photography specifically? I think it leaves us with in an interesting place and with some interesting opportunities. The first thing to say is that the photographic collections of the Science Museum Group, collectively held at Bradford, York, Manchester, and London, represent an incredibly rich and diverse body of material as a whole. At the National Railway Museum, there alone, there are over 1.5 million photographic images in the collection, and many tens of thousands more at the Science Museum and at the Museum of Science and Industry in Manchester, meaning that the scale of the Science Museum Group's photographic holdings are in the order of 5 million items. This is a photography collection that has not before now been thought of as a single entity, but now we're increasingly doing so. It opens up interesting avenues of interdisciplinary research into photography and photographic history, drawing on materials that have been largely ignored by scholars. Our collections are rich in photography as practiced in the fields of science, in industry, in medicine, and in amateur photography. And we want to find ways of activating these collections through the research, scholarship, and display. We also, as an institution, need to step up to the challenges of digital practice in photography, as in all our areas. Digital collecting and archiving continues to pose challenges to all museums, but our interest in the full cycle of creating, producing, disseminating, and consuming photography gives us particular museological challenges in linking technology and images, software and hardware, the tangible and the intangible. As a sector, we increasingly have the technical abilities to preserve data in various formats, but we're also interested in the conceptual questions posed by doing that with photography. And again, maybe this is something we'll talk about later on when we think about the scale of photograph, you know, the scale of photography and photographic images that are produced on a daily basis. But as well as interesting opportunities and areas for us to develop, we also face some tough choices as a museum. With less funding available, where do we place our efforts? With collections taking time and money to process, to catalogue, curate, and facilitate public access to, increasingly, museums across the country are reviewing their holdings and asking themselves what they need to keep and whether there are other homes for material that does not support what they consider to be their core objectives and strategic focus. And in museums, this is a process known as disposal. Back in 2003, the National Museums Directors Conference published a report bluntly titled, "Too Much Stuff." And I'll quote from its conclusion. Museums should be willing to dispose of objects when this will better ensure their preservation, ensure that they are more widely used and enjoyed, or place them in a context where they are more valued and better understood. Disposal should be regarded as a proper part of collections management. And this is a proper part of collections management that we as a museum have practiced over the last 10 years. But the change now is that we're exploring this at a strategic level across the museum group, across all of our holdings and across all of the museums, and thinking about what that means for us. Last year, following a review of our photographic collections, we opened up a line of dialogue with Martin and his colleagues at the V&A over whether, in light of the changes at the National Media Museum, parts of those collections were better placed with them than with us. These conversations are still ongoing, but we have agreed with that the RPS collection in its entirety will transfer to the V&A at some point over the next 12 months. As we move forward, we as the National Media Museum and the Science Museum Group are considering our distinctive role and contribution in an institutional landscape where photography is a major concern across four national museums, as well as countless other museums and archives. The National Photographic Collection is a distributed national collection. To quote again from the National Museum Directors Conference report, collections are held for not for the benefit of individual institutions, but for the public as a whole. And that has to be our guiding principle as we think about what happens in the museum in the future. I would argue that in the current funding climate, overlapping remits for collections cannot be justified. Competition between public museums, whether open or implicit, is not in the public interest. Real collaboration and everything that brings in terms of critical self-examination and constructive debate is not only desirable, it is the only responsible course for a museum and for collecting institutions with interest in photography. So I'm probably kind of running out of the time I've kind of been allotted, so I'll quickly try and kind of sum up. So what's next for us and what are we thinking about immediately? So we're going to continue to negotiate and define our interest in photography in line with the role and purpose of the Science Museum Group, as we are set up to do, and in relation to the other collecting institutions in the country. We will continue to work towards a sustainable and successful museum in Bradford through our programme of new galleries, learning programmes and research. And as you may have seen in our publicity materials over the last few months, we will invest £7.5 million in the museum over the course of the next 5 years in these areas. And we will actively engage in collaboration with others through our institutional relationships, through our work with industry, with universities in the higher education sector, through new forums such as the Subject Specialist Network that Paul and others have been so instrumental in establishing, and if we may, through networks of practitioners such as Red Eye and all with all our other colleagues in the sector more broadly. So I think that's enough for me. Thank you.